So, tonight's story is going to be very short, and before you go and feel jilted because I've given you such a short story, just know that I am convalescing from a very minor illness. It's nothing to be concerned about, except that if certain people might be listening, they might berate me and say things like, "Mate, you should be in bed, you shouldn't be podcasting." And so to them I say, don't worry, it's a very, very short one. And to the rest of you I say, I'm sorry, a longer one will come tomorrow. That said, good evening. It is Thursday, the 20th of April, 2006, and it's Miet's Bedtime Story Podcast. How Light Belief Bringeth Damage by Bid Pie. Two skillful thieves one night entered the house of a wealthy knight, no less wise than worshipped in the community. The gentleman, hearing the noise of their feet in the house, awakened and suspected that they were thieves. They were upon the point of opening the door of the chamber wherein he lay, when he jogged his wife, awakened her, and whispered, "I hear the noise of thieves who have come to rob us. I would have you therefore ask me straight, and with great insistence, whence and by what means I came by all I own. Ask me loudly and earnestly, and, as I shall appear reluctant, you must plead and wheedle until at length I shall succumb and tell you." The lady, his wife, being wise and subtle, began in this manner to question her husband. "Oh, dear sir, grant me one thing this night that I have come for so long desired to know. Tell me how you have come by all these goods you now possess." He, speaking at random and carelessly, scarce answered. Finally, after she kept pleading, he said, "I can but wonder, madam, at what moves you to know my secrets. Be contented, then, to live well, to dress richly, and to be waited upon and served. I have heard that all things have ears, and that many things are spoken which are later repented. Therefore, I pray you, hold your peace." But even this did not deter the lady. Sweetly and lovingly enticing, she besought him to tell her. Finally, wearying of her speech, the knight said, "All we have, and I charge you to say nothing of this to any one, is stolen. Indeed, of all I own, I got nothing truly." The lady, unbelieving, so berated her husband that he answered farther, "You think what I have already told you is a wonder. Listen, then. Even in my cradle I delighted in stealing and filching, and I lived among thieves so that my fingers might never be idle. One friend among them loved me so well that he taught me a rare and singular trick. He taught me a conjuration which I made to the moonbeams, enabling me to embrace them suddenly. Thus I sometimes came down upon them from a high window, or served myself with them to go up again to the top of the house. So I used them as I would. The moon, hearing my conjuration 7 times, showed me all the money and treasure of the house, and with her beams I flew up and down. And thus, good wife, I made me rich. Now, no more." One of the thieves, listening at the door, heard all that was said and bore it away. Because the knight was known to be a man of credit and integrity, the thieves believed his story. The chief thief, desirous to prove in deeds what he had heard in words, repeated the conjuration 7 times, and then, embracing the moonbeams. He cast himself upon them, thinking to go from window to window, and he fell headlong to the ground. The moon, however, favoured him so that he was not killed, but broke his legs and one arm. He cried aloud in his pain and at his stupidity in trusting too much to another's words. So, lying on the ground, expecting death, he was found by the knight, who beat him sorely. The thief begged for mercy, saying that what hurt him most was that he was such a fool as to believe such words. And he besought him, since he had hurt him so much with words, he would not also hurt him in deeds.